Torah fits into the money, and he doesn't play around like you, Chizkiah, saying now that you take a coin, even though it's not worth the real money, and use it for the real money. You see, no, a person is medagdic, so you only use the exact amount. So Mara says, okay, here also, my biyafa, what does Chizkiah mean to say? You can mechalo the Paris Mashisheni onto this coin, as if it's a good coin. It doesn't mean really like it's a good coin. The Torah yafa means the Torah yafa, you're allowed to use it, but of course only the exact value, how much it's really worth. To trace zilu loy mezalzunam bay, so we're not mezalzal two things in it. Like true, we let you use this coin even though it's not so good, but still, how much can you use in it? How much value of payers can you put into it? Of course, only the amount you can get for it, not the full value of it. It's not a real seller; it's a seller that's missing. Gufa, what we just say before? Oh, Machiski said, "Ma'ase sheni shen b'shava pruta oimeru v'chum shem mechul al moyes harishonos." If you have your Maisa Sheni, that doesn't have the value of a pruta on it, so you can mechal on money that you already made into Maisa Sheni. Why? Once you used it up the money, you can't use it a second time. But there it is, Lefi, because the first time when you were paida, you never put exactly, let's say, like a seller's worth of feiris into the seller. You have to be medakdik to make sure you have enough money. So you always, like Mitzamsem, you always put a little bit less of the value of the coin. So there's always some value of the coin left over that you can use it to mechal a second time. Yeah, that's lashon of fish. Yes, shel aliyad and matamse meisef. Meisef have a cash for you. It says aloha had true mavi abikurim chayav malaya misa. If a zar eats it, he's chayav misa. Or else the kain eats him on his tummy. The chaimish. If a zar eats a bishogig, he's chayav the chaimish. The yasurim lezarim. A zar is not allowed to eat truma or bikurim. Kahain nichse kain, the nechasim belong to the kain. The oilim biyechud umay, it's bottle 1 in 100. Utunim vechitzes yodayim, a kain before he could eat it has to wash his hand. The harashemesh, if he was tummy and he went to the mikveh that day, he still has to wait till harashemesh until he could eat it. Either truma bikurim. Harei elo betruma bikurim. These are the lochas that applies to bikurim and truma. Mashen kain b'maisa, but these are lochas that do not apply b'maisa. Now the question is, my mashenkin the ma'isa. What does it mean? This halacha does not apply to ma'isa. Lav doesn't mean to say mechlal the ma'isa bottle beruva. You're telling me here that what that truma is bottle 1 in 100. So you mean to tell me that ma'isa is bottle less than 1 in 100? It's bottle chad betray. It's bottle beruva. Now the question is why? V'yeh misa lechiskiyo lechiskiyo hevle davar sheish lematirin. It has a heft of these peris ma'isa sheni. You could always be mechalal it. Even if it's worth less than a shayva pruta, but you'd always be mechalal it. So the choldav or sheish lamatir and afilu bielafle bottle. Anything that has a heter to it, you could make it heter. It's not bottle. That's the problem. Choldav or sheish lamatir and afilu bielafle bottle. This is the kasha contra Chizkiah. If you can tell me now that even though the ma'isa sheni is less than a shayva pruta, still there's a way to be mechalal it. You have to use like a pruta chamu. You have to use the money that was used already once. True, but if you have money that was used already once, there's always some left over in it. And you can mechal now, so the, why should it be bottled then? Ma'isa should never be bottled, because it's klal of dovah sheish lamatirin. So Gemara says, only my who told you the ma'ashen came the ma'isa to bottle b'rub, who told you to say what the b'raisa means, that ma'isa doesn't apply? It means that it's bottle b'raiv, maybe no. Dumele bottle klal, maybe it's not bottle at all. And echlam, because why is the yesh lamatirin? So Gemara says, lematza amratach, this you can't say. Legabe truma, chumre de truma katani. Kulu de truma le katani. It's only saying the chumre is the truma. It's not saying any kulus over here. So saying a chumre that truma is only bottle in 100. Mashma maisa is bottle way less than that. So chut a kasha on Rav Chisda. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf nun gimel over aleph. We're holding. Yeah. Sound like this. The middle of Shaila here.
Yeah, the Chizkiah said a Chiddush before. Chizkiah said that Ma'isa Sheni, even though it does not worth a Sheva Pruta, still you could be paid it. That was Chizkiah's Chiddush. So if you have Paris of Ma'isa Sheni that's not worth a Sheva Pruta, still it's possible to make a pidyon. So in this we had a kasha now. Because here it's Mashma that Truma and Bikurim is bottle 1 in 100. Ma'ashenke and Ma'isa Sheni Mashma is bottle Baroiv. Normal bit of Baroiv. So the question was, if you hold like Chizkiyah, why is Ma'isa Sheni bottle b'roiv? The Chura Ma'isa Sheni is always called Yesh Lamatirin. Ma'isa Sheni could always be paiderit. So if you have Paris of Ma'isa Sheni that fall into other Paris, they should never be bottle b'roiv.
Because there's always a possibility to make it peheter. How do you make the peres peheter? Take money and be peider it. So not like Chizki, you'd be good. Not like Chizki, I would say they were talking about my tishani that's worth less than a shava pruta. So that you can't be peider. So that always remains with the yisra, my tishani. Therefore, it would be bottled. But according to Chizki, that says no, every my tishani, even though it's less than a shava pruta, you could be peider it. The question is then, why is my tishani bottled b'roiv? The chura my tishani should not be bottled b'roiv. It's always called Yeshto Matirin. So Gemara says now, Gemara wants to say, maybe, not like that, maybe the Brisa Taka means even Maisa Sheni is not bottle at all. Gemara says that you can't say, because, again, Dilma le bottle klal, Gemara says le mota samrit, that you can't say, Hochi. So the Gabi Truma, Chumra de Truma Katoni. Here we're talking about Chumras of Truma. Kula de Truma le Katoni. But the Kulas of Truma, that we're not talking about. So therefore, you can't tell me the Brisa says a Kula that Truma is bottle b'roiv, and Maisa Sheni is not bottle b'roiv. Gemara says, but for Katoni ve nichse kayin. But it also says that Truma is called Nichta Kayin. Mashma, that's like a Kula. So maybe it does say some Kula is a Truma. So maybe it means here, Maisi Sheni is not Bottle at all. Enechnami, it goes like Hiskiya. So where it says, like Takotak, that you can't say. The Tanya will learn. The Tanya the head, you will learn clearly. Maisi Sheni Bottle Baruba. That Maisi Sheni is Bottle Brave. Over Eze Maisi Sheni Yomru, on which type of Maisi Sheni do we still say it's Bottle Brave? The Maisi Sheni Vashava Pruta. On Maisa Sheni that does not have a Sheva Pruta. In other words, this type of Maisa Sheni, since Poshid, you cannot be Poydirit, so therefore it has no Matir into it, therefore it's Bata B'Roiv. V'Shenichnas Yerushalayim V'Yotza. Who then he has Peris of Maisa Sheni that you brought into Yerushalayim and then you took them out of Yerushalayim? Because the Lacher is, once you brought them in, then there's no more Pidyon. You can't be Poydir these Peris. You have to only eat them in Yerushalayim. Now they were taken out, you can't be Poydir them. So that's also a case that it doesn't have any more material. Therefore, in this case, it would be bottle. Right, the Kama Forest law, the Kama Forest left at the canto. Soon we'll explain that if you brought your peiros of Maisa Sheni into Yerushalayim, then you took it out, there's no takon, you can't fix it up anymore. So therefore, it's not called Yeshka Matirin, therefore, it would be bottle bereit. Now, the Yim Isa, so this price is a Kash and Chizkiyah, because the Yim Isa, if you hold, what can you do like Chizkiya? Chizkiya said if you have Maisa Sheni, even though it's worth less than a Sheva Pruta, you could be poider it. On a Pruta Chamura, if you have a coin that you already were poider Vadai Maisa Sheni on that coin, that you have like a quarter, and you only were poider 20 cents worth of Maisa Sheni, out of this coin, so you still have 5 cents left in here that you could use to be poida. Now, if you have Maisa Sheni worth less than a Sheva Pruta, Chizki holds you could be poida your pocket the Sheva Pruta into that coin. So the question here is, why do you say it's not bottle? Why do you say it is bottle? According to Chizki, it should not be bottle. It should be called Yeshla Matirin. Gemara says the case here is talking about Tulei Parak, that he was never poida Maisa Sheni before. Or this, he doesn't have a coin in his house. He doesn't have a coin with him that he was already poida Maisa Sheni. So therefore, right now, he only has Pachas Mesheva Pruta. That even according to Chizki, he agrees that you cannot be poidered onto a regular coin. Only on a coin that you used once already. And he doesn't have a coin that he used already. So Mar says, so what still? V'neisi Meiser di Islei. Let him bring other Meiser Sheni that he has. V'nesafinu. And let him put them together. What happened here? He had some Meiser Sheni worth less than Mesheva Pruta that got mixed up into other Chulin. That really midirais that's Botul Chad betray. But with Rabban, we want to say, since you could be poiderit, it's like called Yesh Lama Tirin, it should not be bottle. So, how could you be poiderit? You don't have a good coin. So say now, but bring more Maisa Sheni that you have. And together with Torah Sheva Pruta, and therefore you'll be poider both Maisa Sheni together onto one coin. So Mar says, no, that you can't do. The Yeraisa, the Rabban, Lema Tzafri. You can't put together Maisa Sheni of the Yeraisa and a Maisa Sheni of the Rabbanan. Now, it's here that this Maisa Sheni that was bottle Baroiv, we have one apple of Maisa Sheni that fell into five apples of Chulin, regular apples. Midirais, it's bottle b'roiv. It's not Maisa Sheni anymore. It's only Midirabonin that was saying it's not bottle. So therefore, if you take other teres, that's really Maisa Sheni, you can't be poised of both of them together on the same coin. Because the Midirais and the Rabbonin, you don't put together. Hamar says, V'nei say, Demai, okay, let him bring other teres of Demai. Demai is Sufik Maisa Sheni. So they're both like Midirabonin over here. Gemara says, "Dilma osteli asuya vade." That we can't let you do. We can't let you bring peiris of denai of Sufik Maisa Sheni, because maybe then you come to bring Vadai. And Vadai and the Rabbanim don't get along together. Good, the Marsul says, V'nei say shte prutais. Bring here, though, two prutais. V'nechalo lalayo maise bepruta umachsa. Like, you only have a pruta and a machsa worth of Vadai Maisa Sheni. And you have a little bit, they got mixed up. So you bring two prutas now. And the poida your maise shenis yad that's worth the prutin amatzah. V'nechal hai al hech yisera. And then your maise sheni that was worth less than the sheva pruta, they got mixed up into the chulin. Now be poida that maise sheni onto the leftover of this coin. Like you have two prutas here, and so far you're only poida a pruta and a half worth of maise sheni. So there's still a half a pruta left in this coin. So take now the worth of that chatzi pruta over there and be poured it onto this coin. Gemara says, "Mi sarvus, who told you? Pruta machza tofsa. Who holds? Who told?"